Habakkuk, the exasperated prophet, roars today, "How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord." He must have been watching CNN. A one-minute video landed in my inbox this week with the message, "The next minute can change your life." The video is titled, "The Real Reason the World is Such a Mess." Everyone has the same question, the video begins, namely, if there's a God, why is the world so messed up? The answer it offers is this: the world isn't finished yet. God imagined a perfect world with no war, no hatred, or hunger. And that's why we were created, to be partners with God to finish the world. That means all of our actions have exquisite meaning. So when we see injustice, roll up your sleeves. It means there's still work to do. Let's finish the job. Not bad. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Whenever in the Gospels the disciples confront new situations and are asked to respond out of their own resources, they're usually convinced that they lack what they need. They suffer from low spiritual self-esteem. Jesus consistently directs them to look inside and to reassess what they can bring to the situation. Jesus points out that they don't need more faith. He reminds them of the faith they already have, to see in themselves what he sees in them, what he knows about them. We're more than we think we are. What we possess, Jesus reminds us, is nothing less than the very presence and power of God. Through the power of that Spirit, we can live Jesus, to quote the motto of St. Francis de Sales and the Visitation Sisters, the order he founded. Live Jesus and be partners with God to finish the world. Responding to Habakkuk's rant, the Lord says, "The vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come." The world is messed up. So what now? Roll up your sleeves. There's still work to do. Let's finish the job.